Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 10th of March, Turning the Other Cheek. When Jesus was beaten in the court of Caiaphas, he turned the other cheek in apology to those who through their other law imposed the law upon him. He absorbed all the reviling and punishment that was directed towards him on account of envy. This is how he took the law out of the way and nailed it to his cross in himself. He did it through the abuse directed towards him as the law was misused through the exercise of the other law. To understand the nature of Christ's apology, we must recognize that he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He was made to be our sin. Even though the law of God was misappropriated by wicked men, it was justly being applied to Christ, our sin. This was the wrath of God through the law on all unrighteousness. Christ's apology was not to the wicked men, it was to the Father, the one against whom we have all sinned by rejecting his word of predestination and endeavouring to name ourselves. In this way, through his seven wounding events, Jesus was establishing the seven steps of mourning or godly sorrow which belong to repentance. He was fulfilling and finished the repentance for every one of us. Inasmuch as Christ fulfilled our mourning and repentance, he also became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is, he became the substance of our righteousness, sanctification and redemption. Reiterating the point, we see that as the wrath of the law was satisfied through the abuse that Christ suffered, it was taken out of wicked hands and nailed with him on the cross. However, he did this through obedience, satisfying the righteousness of the law for each of us. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, Romans chapter 1 verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 10 to 12, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.